What's up, everybody? Welcome back to LettermanRow.com. This is Talking Stuff, the Ohio State Recruiting Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Byers Automotive. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That's Spencer Holbrook, as always, joining me to talk Ohio State football recruiting. Things are happening, Spencer. The waves are moving. Zen Mihalski, who we started to talk about here about 2 weeks ago, has now decommitted from Louisville on Monday night. This is not really a surprise. I have said for the last 2 weeks, I thought he was going to end up in this class. But I guess I am a little surprised at the rapidity of this event, because for a player that was pretty adamant that he was looking for an opportunity to make visits and wanted the dead period to end, it seems like there is some real momentum for an Ohio State commitment here, and probably within the next week, based on what I'm hearing. So if you were a player like Zen Mihalski, would you want to just immediately flip, or would you be like, hey, I'm probably going to wait a little bit? Or does it, because you know the dead period isn't over till December, are you basically put in this position where you have to make this decision?
So I think there's two trains of thought here as far as me getting in the mind of a recruit. Yes. You know, there's one train of thought that's like, well, you have a good relationship with Louisville. It's close to home. You know, you've probably grown up around the area. You know it better. And there's the other train of thought that says, hey, you can either play at Louisville and get beat by Pitt, or you can play at Ohio State and win a national championship. So there are two trains of thought there, both good thoughts to have because they're staying home or going away to win a championship. And I think it's we're starting to see him take the route that looks like he's ready to try and win a championship, because that relationship is growing with Ohio State.
Yeah, I was in Floyd's Knobs, Indiana on Friday to watch Mihalski play. And I was talking there with a couple Division III college coaches, because Division III coaches are allowed to travel. They're allowed to go recruit. So they were there watching other players at the game against Columbus East High School that they were playing against. And you know, they were like, "Oh, we think he's gonna commit. We think he's gonna flip to Ohio State." And I said, "Yeah, Ohio State doesn't really offer kids committed to a place like Louisville unless they are pretty confident that they could flip them." So, I mean, there's this two different ways to look at this. There's Ohio State needs another offensive lineman, and they know that. But there's also the understanding that this isn't a reactionary offer to the idea that they're losing Tristan Lee. The Buckeyes are still recruiting Tristan Lee. They just really like Mihalski quite a bit, and he's a player that they think has a lot of upside down the road. I did say last week on the show that there were some comparisons being made to him from people inside the Buckeyes program to Nick Petitfrere. I didn't see that on Friday. I mean, I saw a player that when you see Petitfrere, like, you know, that's a tackle all the way. I'm not sure with Mihalski. I think he could be an inside guy. I think he could play all five positions on the line, which is something that Ohio State always likes. He reminds me a little bit of Josh Fryer from a year ago. But Zen has only been playing the offensive line for a year, and I don't know that he's as polished as people are going to want an Ohio State commitment to be. But that explains his ranking. That's why he's a three-star on the 247 Sports composite. The 247 Sports guys themselves have him ranked as a four-star. But, you know, I think from watching him, I saw what Ohio State likes. He's big. He's athletic. He played both ways, played very hard. I think there's a lot of upside there. He was offered by Penn State on Sunday and decommits from Louisville on Monday, as I said. The people around the big Penn State fans, because this is what happens on the internet, because it's a place full of wonderful imaginations. Penn State fans are thinking like there's a positive momentum for them to be the team to make him a flip. A lot of recent Twitter follows from Penn State coaches and with Penn State coaches and stuff like that. But I don't think that he makes this decision to decommit from Louisville when he does, if it wasn't for the Buckeyes. And I say that because he did go to Columbus on Sunday and visit the city with his father, which I don't know if that's been reported anywhere or not, but that's been done. And then the decision to decommit happens the day after. To me, the pieces there are pretty easy to put together.
There's tea leaves. They're very strong tea leaves. Yeah, but I think one thing that would be helpful for Ohio State fans, you want to learn the kid's progression. You said he's only played offensive line for a year. Throw on old tape, throw on new tape. Like, this kid looks really good this year so far. Like, he looks really polished, or polished for a high school kid. He doesn't look polished as in like he could play at Ohio State, but I think his progression and his movement up the recruiting boards is going to be pretty significant in the next few months if these national recruiting people can go watch him play.
Yeah, and the reality is he went from being a 6'5", 220-pound tight end a year ago to being a 6'5", 280-pound offensive tackle now. Mm-hmm. That's an adjustment to learn how to play with that extra body weight. And he did tell me he feels a lot like faster than he did a year ago. But I think that's just because momentum takes you faster when you're heavier. You know what I mean? Like, you just start – you're moving the same speed, but you're, you know – I don't know what's that equation, you know, the one where a object in motion stays in motion unless met by an equal and opposite force. Whatever, we're not here to talk physics, but let's talk chemistry, and that's the important thing, because Ohio State has done a really good job with Maholsky and his family, and just showing them that, you know, Ohio State is 3.5 hours away from home for him. So it's not like it's a leaving home situation where he's going away a far distance to compete for a national championship. It's right up I-71. Very easy. It's back and forth to get to from Columbus to Louisville. And, you know, I think that helps make this sort of decision easier, despite the fact that he's a kid who grew up there, despite the fact that he's not really been able to visit campuses anywhere. And the Ohio State recruits in the class of 2021 have made a big push here. They've gotten really involved, as you'd expect. Travion Henderson, Ben Chrisman have really been leading the charge. Those are the guys that are really, you know, trying to make Maholsky feel like a part of the class. And I don't know if it's just the evolution of recruiting, but maybe it's just 2020, but that seems more and more important to me than ever, because these are the people he can talk to. These are the people he can see if he wants. And bottom line here, Maholsky is probably going to end up in the commitment column for Ohio State within the next week or two. I would think probably within the next week, but it's going to be a matter of whether or not Penn State or someone else can make him be like, hey, just hold off and come see our campus the way you saw Ohio State's. But it looks like right now he's going to be in the commitment column, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in Columbus on October 23rd or 24th weekend, because, Spencer, it's the Buckeyes bash.
And it's happening. Let's bash.
It is happening. The little soiree in Columbus that we've been talking about, that we had all the, you know, the 9 commitments on our show on Bermanology about 6 weeks ago, that they were talking about working toward, is now getting closer to being a reality. There's a date set. Jack Sawyer and his family are set to host. Jack told me on Monday that, quote, darn near everyone will be there. You know, that I think there's a few stragglers that are still trying to decide whether or not they can make it. Kyle McCord, Marvin Harrison are supposed to play that weekend, but they don't know who they're playing or when, because it's 2020. So they said essentially that if there's a game on Friday, they'll be there that weekend. If there's not, then they probably won't. But obviously Travion Henderson will be there. Donovan Jackson will not be there. Pretty much everyone else in the recruiting class, as it's currently constructed, is expected. And I think it's a cool time to do it, because it's the first game of the year for Ohio State on that day. So not only are they all going to get together and hang out, but they'll have an opportunity to get together, hang out, and watch the Buckeyes together, whether it's at Jack's house or they're going to find like a banquet hall or something to go in, and Sawyer's family is going to help put them, you know, in a position to watch the game and have a big watch party as a recruiting class, which is a pretty cool way to do things, if you're asking me.
It's a very 2020 way to do things, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all those kids would prefer to be sitting in the front row at Ohio Stadium and watching the game, but if they can't be, I think it's really unique to get together. It's obviously something that other schools are trying to accomplish. I have my concerns just from a rule standpoint. Like, how do you make sure that, you know, if you go watch the game on campus as a group, how do you make sure that it's not, how do you make sure you, that everybody's not talking to coaches like they're supposed to, et cetera. But I guess that's stuff that the, you know, bridge gets crossed when it happens. But the question people are going to have, I think, Spencer, is a natural one. If this is really underway and the plans are in place, who else is going to be there, right? Like, everyone loves commitments, but you know what people like more than commitments?
Targets.
Targets. Everyone loves targets. And right now in the class of 2021, there's like three targets, right? So yeah. There's Zen Mahalski, who I imagine will be a commitment by then. And then there's two fellows from Washington State. And it's like, hey, do these dudes come? And if they do, if Emeka Ebuka and JT Tuimoloau end up making a visit to Ohio State that weekend, and there is at least some preliminary discussion about it from what I've been told. It's not a situation where anyone has purchased a plane ticket or is locked in, but there is at least a conversation toward that happening. If that happens, all bets are off as far as when, you know, decisions get made. I don't know necessarily that if Ebuka shows up or if Tuimoloau shows up one way or another, that it effectively ends their recruitment. But I certainly think it's an indicator as to how they're thinking or where they're leaning, especially Ebuka, who has been back and forth between, do I decide now because I can't visit anywhere, or do I now just wait and sign in February and hope I can visit places in January because he's playing a spring season and not enrolling early? I'm rambling. Spencer, what do you think about that? Like, because if Oklahoma, where those two were supposed to visit in August, they didn't get to visit Oklahoma. Like, if they make it to Ohio State, that's pretty telltale, right?
Yeah, that's huge, because the three that are left for Ebuka kind of are, you know, Oklahoma, Washington, and Ohio State. It's pretty easy for both of them to get to Washington. They know the campus. But if they didn't make that trip to Oklahoma, and then they make the trip to Ohio State, it tells me a lot. You know, we like to read tea leaves here, and that would be quite the tea leaf to read. It'd be like in bold print on a tea leaf to just pick it up and say Ohio State. So, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense for them to shut the recruitment down after that. But you don't know with these guys. You know, they don't talk. They're not really interactive with media. They don't let people inside their recruitment very often. I think there's one person on the West Coast they like to talk to. So it is interesting, because you'll find out if they're visiting, not through them, but through, you know, Jack, through Travion, other guys who talk for them almost, because they're not into the whole recruiting spectacle that we make this thing out to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I talking to players about that yesterday, about Tuimoloau especially and his potential for a visit. And the reaction from everyone was, we think he wants to come, but we don't know because he doesn't talk. And it's not like he's not even talking to media. He's not a kid who really talks to other kids. He's very focused on what he's doing and what he needs to do for himself. And, you know, I'm perfectly fine with that. I think it's a good way to be, because sometimes kids talk too much and sort of invalidate themselves in a way, because once you start talking to everyone, you basically are trying to appease everyone and trying to make everyone happy. And at this point, like, this is a decision that these kids have to be selfish in. And JT is obviously a very private young man. But regardless, there's at least a positive vibe coming that he is attempting to be on campus for that weekend. Now that means, go ahead.
The Buckeye bash to me is going to be, well, first of all, it's going to be huge for the class, but I think it's going to be huge for classes to come, because we don't know what recruiting is going to look like. We don't know what anything is going to look like for the foreseeable future. So this kind of gives them, the next class, the 2022 class, reason to say, hey, why can't we do this? Or, you know, let's get targets to our place and show them, you know, like what Jack's doing. You know, maybe CJ Hicks wants to do something like that. Maybe another commit in the state wants to do something like that in the next class, you know, on top of an official visit. Because just you know, these guys get one official visit to Ohio State next year, presumably. Maybe they do a Buckeye bash at a later date and they all come in again. So I think this kind of lays a blueprint for what the recruiting cycle just might have in store down the road. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking that, but I do think there's some merit to thinking that the 2021 class is doing a lot of things that the 2022, 2023, and eventually the classes after that can learn from.
Well, I mean, it's a copycat business. So obviously you see it happen, then you see it be successful, and then you see somebody else repeat and repeat and repeat. So hopefully it's not necessary in the future because the players can meet on campus. You know, Ohio State obviously had a plan for June to be a Buckeyes bash official visit weekend in June where they wanted to have almost the entire recruiting class making the visit together, but that didn't happen because COVID. And so here we are, and they're adapting, and it's a month away from happening, but there at least now is a concrete date for that Buckeyes bash. We're going to talk about that a lot over the next month. Right now, I would say that every commitment except for Donovan Jackson and then potentially Kyle McCord and Marvin Harrison won't be there, but everyone else is expected. So should be a good time and a lot of pizza being eaten at Jack Sawyer's house, I'd imagine. So we'll talk more about that, like I said, over the next few weeks. But today, big news on the Talking Stuff side of things brought to you by Byers Automotive is the focus on Zen Mihalski, the decommitment from Louisville, the potential for a Buckeyes commitment here in the next week or so. And that's where we'll leave it on this episode of Talking Stuff. That's Spencer Holbrook. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will check you next time. Please rate, review, subscribe, all those things. We really appreciate you guys out there supporting Letterman Row. Have a great day.